Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 26. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is Arbor Day. It originated in the 1870s in Nebraska City. Julius Sterling Morton, a journalist and later the editor of Nebraska City News, used his platform to advocate for the ecological importance of trees in a region that lacked forestation. His efforts culminated in the establishment of Arbor Day on April 10, 1872, when Nebraskans planted around 1 million trees. This tradition quickly spread across the United States, and by 1885, Arbor Day was a state holiday in Nebraska. The day is now nationally recognized and celebrated by planting trees and promoting environmental stewardship. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a playful mix of swells on Friday, with leftover south-southwest swell and northwest wind swell in the thigh-to-chest-high range at most spots. Wind is favorable early, shifting to breezy west-northwest flow in the afternoon. A spike of northwest wind swell arrives for the weekend, with waist-ahead high surf Saturday and smaller leftovers Sunday. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking like poor surfing conditions just about all day, with a patch of fair conditions at 2 to 4 feet just before noon, then topping out at 3 to 5 feet and choppy. Best time to ride is at 11 a.m. with a 2.5 foot incoming tide, when the west-southwest swell is 4 feet at 9 seconds, and the onshore wind is 9 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3 feet at noon, with a 2 foot low tide at 4 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 59 degrees with 6 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:27 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:04. It looks like we're in for a chance of rain before 11 a.m. And it will be cloudy with a high near 63 and wind of 10 mph with gusts as high as 20. Chance of precipitation is 40% with new rain amounts of less than 1/10 inch. Tonight, a slight chance of rain before 11 p.m. with a low around 56 and more gusty wind. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Looking ahead in the weather. This weekend will be mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Saturday will be breezy, with gusts up to 20 mph. Patchy fog is possible Saturday and Sunday nights, as well as Monday morning and Tuesday morning. Monday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 70. Tuesday will be partly sunny, with a high near 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, firefighters responded to a significant fire at a vacant restaurant at the end of the Oceanside Pier in California. The fire, reported just after 3 p.m., occurred in the building that once housed Ruby's Diner. Authorities deployed multiple firefighting resources, including helicopters from CAL FIRE and SDG&E, which assisted in dousing the flames with water from above. As of 4:30, the situation was improving, though visibility was hindered by thick smoke. Fortunately, no injuries were reported, and all nearby workers, including those from the adjacent brine box fish shack, were accounted for and safe. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Now on to sports. Day one of the NFL draft is complete. And here are the first four picks. At number one, the Chicago Bears selected quarterback Caleb Williams from USC. At number two, the Washington Commanders selected quarterback Jaden Daniels from LSU. At number three, the New England Patriots selected quarterback Drake May from North Carolina. And at number four, the Arizona Cardinals selected wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Rockies 10-9. And in Game 3, the Lakers at home took another loss to the Nuggets, 112-105. They now trail 3-0. Tonight, the Padres are at home to take on the Phillies. And the Clippers are on the road in Dallas to take on the Mavericks for Game 3. And in the NHL playoffs, the Kings are at home for Game 3 to skate with the Oilers. In top news, Southwest Airlines is facing significant operational challenges, including financial underperformance and delays in Boeing aircraft deliveries, leading to strategic changes. The airline plans to exit 4 airports, including Kazuma International, Bellingham, Syracuse, and Houston's George Bush Intercontinental. This decision follows a quarterly loss of $231 million and an adjusted loss slightly worse than anticipated. These moves are part of a broader strategy to adjust growth and network plans, moderate hiring, and potentially reevaluate seating configurations to better align with customer preferences and financial targets. In business news, Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of Google, saw its stock surge by 12% in after-hours trading, propelled by outstanding financial results and significant strategic announcements. The company declared its first-ever cash dividend of 20 cents per share and authorized a $70 billion stock buyback. These moves come as Alphabet reported a significant increase in first-quarter revenue, which soared to over $80 billion, a 15% increase from the previous year. Net income also impressively rose to nearly $24 billion. This financial performance was driven by robust sales and advertising across search, YouTube, and cloud services, beating analyst expectations. The company's market capitalization also increased, indicating strong investor confidence in its ongoing growth and innovation, especially in AI technology. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $64,000. Ethereum is $3,100. And Solana is $142. Not much movement yesterday. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists in France have unearthed a remarkable ancient site containing 3 interlocking enclosures from different time periods, ranging from the Neolithic era to the First Iron Age. This unique formation, including a circular center enclosure and adjacent horseshoe-shaped and open circular designs, suggests complex usage and significant historical interconnections. Intriguing artifacts found at the site, such as flint arrowheads, a copper alloy dagger, and an armband possibly used for lighting fires, indicate rich cultural and commercial activities. This unprecedented discovery could provide new insights into ancient societal structures and burial practices once further analysis is completed. And in entertainment news, the new Apple TV Plus docuseries, Hollywood Con Queen, delves into a notorious scam that tricked numerous film industry hopefuls. The series, set to premiere on May 8th, explores the story of an impersonator known as the Con Queen, who lured victims to Indonesia with promises of career opportunities, only to lead them into financial and psychological ruin. The scam attracted significant media attention, prompting investigations by journalist Scott Johnson and private investigator Nicole Katsianas. This three-part series is directed by Chris Smith, known for his work on Tiger King. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from an unknown source, but we can all appreciate it, I'm sure. Better days are coming, and they are called Saturday and Sunday. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.